pray about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks again for being a part of our listening family. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Now, reading those first four verses once again, Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. And then skipping to Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 20. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Father, thank you once again for your word, and thank you for the opportunity for us to be students of your word, believers who read and meditate on your word each and every day. Thank you for the blessed privilege we have of being able to come to you in prayer each and every day, to be able to walk with you in prayer and talk with you and commune with you in our prayer life as well. Father, anoint us afresh with the spirit of prayer this day. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of praise, worship, and thanksgiving. And anoint us afresh with the spirit of grace that would help us to be diligent about helping our children to come to know you as Lord and Savior, and then helping them to grow up and to become strong, mature boys and girls that will become men and women of God that will live for you all the days of your life. Father, help us to grow in our understanding of the high priority it is for us as parents to be involved in the wonderful work of discipling our children. Help us to live so that our lives will be good role models for them. But help us to do all that you'd have us to do by the power of your Spirit to help guide them, encourage them, mold them, and shape them, and encourage them in the things of God. Thank you for this wonderful and blessed privilege. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, we come to praise you, to lift high your name today. Father, we're so thankful that we have your listening ear, and we bring our listening family to you today, Father, with all the different needs, family by family, person across America. God, we pray that you would work in their hearts, that you would meet their every needs. We're thankful, Father, that as they approach a new year, as we approach a new year, that we can depend on your hand to lead us and your right hand to hold us. What a hope we have in 2022. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. Today we want to remind you, as we usually do, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's J, the letter J, Parker@afa.net. We like to encourage believers to email us to ask for some of the prayer resources, the discipleship resources that we have. We're glad to share them. We want to encourage you to take them, get them, use them for you and your own family discipleship and your family's growth in the Lord. But also, we're encouraging you to allow us to be co-workers in the kingdom by you receiving them and not only using them for you and your family, but forwarding them, sending them on to others, to family, friends, loved ones, others that we know, that you may know. Because again, everyone, again, desperately needs Jesus Christ. Everyone can use strength and encouragement in their walk with the Lord once they come to know the Lord. And everyone can use help and encouragement in their prayer life. Everyone can. So these are tools, discipleship resources and tools that we provide for that purpose. So again, my email, jpark@afa.net. Please email us to get some of these for you to use both for your own family and to pass on to others as well. Today, specifically, we're looking at the topic of the great priority of discipling our children. Again, the great priority of discipling our children. And, you know, it's important for us to recognize this, that the children God has entrusted to us as parents are all precious. Obviously, we love them and want the absolute best for them. And, of course, if we really understand these truths, the best thing in the world for our children is Jesus. If they come to know Jesus and learn how to walk with Jesus again, they can fulfill their purpose in life. They can live a full and rich life. They can live the best possible life they can live if they know Jesus and follow him with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so the task and the responsibility of discipling our children, I don't have the ability to overemphasize how important it is for us as parents to take this work seriously and for us to be very deliberate about doing what we do to help disciple our children. So as we look at the topic, the great priority of discipling our children, I want to encourage you, please take time to write down the scriptures and go back and read over them and meditate on them and ask God to give you wisdom and grace to take and implement, to walk in the wisdom behind them as it relates to the taking on this very important work and task and responsibility of helping our children to come to know Jesus Christ and then helping them to grow up and to become strong, vibrant boys and girls that will become great men and women of God that will live for his glory. Look with me in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. Again, as we're looking at this topic, Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting at verse 1. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Verses 1 through 9, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Now reading verse 9 one more time, again it says, you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Now I'm going to take time to read that same passage again. And I want you to really listen to the details of what God is saying to us as believers in regards to the importance of our loving God and following him. But then he also speaks very directly to the fact that we're called to seek to disciple our children and grandchildren to help them to learn how to both know, to help them to come to know the Lord and to help them to begin to walk with God as well. Again, Deuteronomy 6, starting at verse 1 once again. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Reading verse 9 one more time. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the power, the grace that rests upon your word. Thank you for the guidance, the counsel, the wisdom, the strength you give us through your word. Thank you for the opportunity for us to take your word as a textbook and a guidebook to help us in every area of life, including in the area of helping our children to come to know you, and then helping them to begin to grow up and to grow strong in their walk with you. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of grace and wisdom. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of diligence, that we would become diligent about the great work of discipling our children, helping them to become students of your word, believers who have fallen in love with you and with your word, who read and meditate on your word, and who put your word to work mightily in their lives. Help us, Lord, to grow in our understanding of what a joyous task and responsibility this is, but what a blessed task and responsibility is. What a wonderful thing it is for us to help our children to come to know you, and then to be able to help them to begin to learn how to walk with you and live for your glory in the building of your kingdom. What a blessing, what a privilege it is to see them grow up and to live for you and realize that life is all about knowing Jesus and walking with Jesus. Father, thank you for this exciting opportunity. Anoint us with the anointing we need to be seeking to work and to walk in excellence as we disciple our children following you. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, we're looking today at the topic, the great priority of discipling our children. And that passage that we read from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 9, is such a powerful passage. I would encourage every parent and grandparent to take time to go back and read that passage over and over again, because God is diligent about the whole matter of wanting us to understand that he wants us to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And he also wants us to diligently teach our children and our grandchildren to come to know you and to walk with you diligently as well. And how important it is for us to take this so serious. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, and we praise you for it. We're believing you, Lord, that you'll help us to do this with excellence. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, and let me say, too, again, my email is jparker@afa.net. We have a number of articles that specifically deal with discipling our children, too, that if you'd like to email us to ask for some of those, we're glad to share them. But one of our goals today is to encourage you as a parent to recognize what a tremendously important task this is, but also it's a task of great joy and grace to be able to be God's instrument to help our children to come to learn how to walk with the Lord, how important it is. So again, we're looking today at the topic, the great priority of discipling our children. We'll be right back.
Lighting up my way.
music of Planet Shakers. Only Way, reminding us Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life, eternal salvation. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're looking today at the topic, the great priority of discipling our children. And, you know, reading Ephesians 6, 1 through 4, once again, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." Again, Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 4. Again, as we look at the topic, the great priority of discipling our children, just a reminder to you, you know, as parents, we recognize this. Our children are precious to us. Our children are very, very important parts of our lives. And the fact is, our children are in our hearts. We want the absolute best for them. Well, the best thing in the world for our children is Jesus and them knowing Jesus and living for Jesus. So the task and responsibility of discipling our children is of extreme importance and is to be an extremely high priority in the life of every believer. You know, I think of this, that our children are precious to us. They're important. They bless us in so many ways. They often make us laugh. Sometimes they may make us cry. But the fact is, our children are precious to us in many, many ways. I'm reminded of a little boy once who, in his own mind, in his prayer, he said in his prayer, "Lord, if you watch on Sunday, I'll show you my new shoes." Well, you know, something like that makes you chuckle because children think the way they think. But, you know, when a child prays, it's important to know whatever they say to God is important because, again, they're simply spending time with their Heavenly Father. Parents, one very important task that's before us is we need to teach our children how to pray. Teach them how to talk with God and spend time with the Lord. And, you know, parents, they can learn much as they simply watch and listen to us in prayer as well. Keep in mind, a wise goal for every Christian family is to pray in your home together as a family every day, as well as read the Word of God as a family in your home every single day as well. You know, we live in a world where we're all busy. We have lots and lots of things to do, lots of things going on in our lives, but making it a priority in your home daily to have what you might call a family altar or a family devotions, that's a very wise and fruitful thing to do. So I would encourage every dad and mom listening, make time, whether it be in the morning, whether it be in the evening, maybe around the dinner table, make time to pray with the family and teach and train your children how to pray. Teach and train them to read the Word of God as well, too. Again, they're listening and learning all the time. You know, children can pick up much wisdom and learn a lot of things about spiritual things. You know, teaching our children to pray is to be a high priority. I think of with a smile from a memory from when my oldest son, Joseph Jr., was very young. He had some sunglasses that he really liked, and one day he misplaced them. And he told me, "Dad, I lost my sunglasses." I said, "Well, have you prayed and asked the Lord to help you find them?" Well, he took time and prayed and asked the Lord to help him find them. And then I noticed he stopped looking, and I said, "Well, Joseph, why aren't you looking?" He said, "Well, let Jesus find them." Well, you know, that's not quite the idea behind it, but it's important that we teach children that you pray and you ask the Lord for help, and then you do your part, because we pray and ask the Lord for his help, but we have our part to play in prayer as well. And so that was an instance for him to learn that, yes, you pray to ask the Lord to help you, but don't look for God to do your part. That is your wisdom and obedience that's to follow your prayer as well. But very important is it for us to help our children both to learn how to pray and also for them to learn to read and study the Word of God. The Word of God is a book full of wisdom. And even young children can gain a lot of wisdom as they simply read and meditate on the Word of God. So as you may hear me often encourage on the broadcast, I encourage individual believers to read at least 3 chapters a day in the Word of God. And I encourage parents to have their children to read 3 chapters. Now, of course, when your child is very small and doesn't read extremely well or skillfully, just find short chapters. But 3 chapters is a good basic spiritual meal. And if your child happens to not even be able to read yet, if you have them to repeat, for example, Psalm 100 is very short. if you have your little one, simply to recite after you, to repeat after you the words of Psalm 100 three times. It doesn't take but a few minutes, but it's so fruitful. And parents, I don't have the ability to overemphasize how important this is. It's so fruitful to plant the word in the hearts and the minds of our children. When your child is reading or reciting the word of God, great things are happening in his or her heart and mind, because remember, the word of God is Jesus. And when they read and recite the word of God, Jesus is touching them. He's ministering to them. He's blessing their life. There's nothing our children need more than Jesus. And the word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the word of God. So having your child to read the word of God out loud to you is very important. And one of the reasons why it's important for you to have your child to read out loud is this specifically. And I mention this because, for example, sometimes a parent may say, well, Johnny or Debbie, go to your room and read your Bible. Well, sometimes Johnny and Debbie might go and do it. And sometimes Johnny and Debbie may go in their room, close their door, and go to sleep or do something else. And you might think, well, my child will do what I say. Well, sometimes children do what they're told, and sometimes they don't. But parents, when you have your child to read out loud to you, you know they've done it, and you were blessed by hearing them to read it as well. So I would advise any and every parent listening, make it your goal not just to tell them to read, have them read out loud to you. And again, you'll know they've done it. And also, a very good task to do after they've read is take a moment to say, tell me one or two, maybe two, tell me two or three things that you picked up from what you just read. What's something you learned for or that you thought about in relation to what you just read? Well, you know, typically they can think of one, two, maybe three things, but it allows them to get a little bit more out of their reading than if they simply read to you. But parents, the task of having them to read the Word of God in your home every day is very, very important. So if you have never done that before, today is a great day to start that habit. And remember this, as you have your child to read the Word of God out loud to you, the Word of God blesses them in so many ways. Keep this very important truth in mind. God's Word brings healing and wholeness to our lives. So when you have the habit as a believer and you teach and train your children to read the Word of God every single day, you're literally pouring grace, peace, and power and blessing into your mind, your heart, and your life. The grace of God flows into your mind and your heart and out into your life as you read and meditate on the Word of God. So when you know and understand that the Word of God brings healing and wholeness to your life, you'll come to better understand how valuable the habit of reading the Word of God is to you and how valuable it is for your child to consume the Word of God as well. Again, children can be blessed tremendously by the Word of God, wisdom and grace. You know, I think of a story that makes me chuckle sometimes when I hear of it. It was a little girl, she was maybe around 10 years old. She had two smaller sisters, and she wanted to share some important wisdom that she'd learned with her little sisters. And she said, when Mama is mad at Daddy, don't let her brush your hair. Well, again, that sounds like good wisdom for little girls to be mindful of in their home. Well, the fact is, but the Bible is a book full of wisdom that will bless them in many, many, many other ways in all of life. And so as we have our children to read the Word of God every day, it will bless them and encourage them. And so having our children to read is just so important. Now think of this. On the other hand, when a child rarely or never reads the Word of God, what a tragedy that is. Because there's nothing our children need more than the powerful Word of God. Remember, we live in a messed up world. And in John chapter 10, verse 10, it tells us the devil's job description in this world. It tells us the thief comes not before to steal and to kill and to destroy. How tragic it is for us to think of the fact that we live in a world where so many young people, they have little or no, well, many of them don't go to church at all. Many of them are in homes where their parents may not know the Lord at all, and they may have little or no contact with the powerful and precious Word of God. What a tragedy. We live in a world where the devil is seeking to use drugs and alcohol to destroy the lives of children and youth. Again, children that are exposed to the internet, which is full of toxic darkness, a toxic darkness that destroys minds and hearts and thoughts. when you have even elementary children having suicidal thoughts, that doesn't happen by itself. That doesn't happen in a vacuum. Many times they've been exposed to thinking and thoughts and perspectives on life which are so dark and demonic. And so there's nothing our children need more than the powerful Word of God. The sad reality is we live in a world where many children are bullied in one form or another, physically bullied sometimes at school, bullied on the internet, bullied in many different forms. And it's tragic to learn of how many children and youth commit suicide every single day. Yet, sadly, of course, we know many adults sadly commit suicide every single day. And the cure for all of those tragic realities is the Word of God. Jesus is the answer to all the ills of life, all the problems, all the trials. So parents, as we help our children to begin to read and consume the Word of God every day, it helps them to begin to address all the ills of life with the only true cure, that's Jesus Christ Himself. Father, thank you for every parent listening. Thank you for every grandparent listening. Thank you for the opportunity you give to each and every one of us to help our children to read and consume your Word. Father, help us to grow in our understanding of the power to save, the power to heal, the power to encourage, the power to lift up, that's all found in your precious and powerful Word. Lord, help us to be wise enough to draw on the grace and the blessing that's ours as we consume your Word each and every day. Lord, help us to be a people that better and better understand that Jesus truly is the answer to all of our problems. And help us to live like we believe that in our homes and everywhere else. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You know, I want to encourage parents, and also keep in mind, again, obviously we're speaking of young children in the home, but parents, it wouldn't hurt at all if you, on a regular basis, by telephone if need be, call your adult children, ask them, would you read a passage to me? Now, of course, the fact is sometimes they'd be willing and sometimes they may not. But the fact is, again, that's something that can encourage your adult children as well. And why not do that? Again, you know, as adults, we and our children are always to be prayer partners. It's something that we should do on a regular basis, pray for one another, and we can do it by phone and individually as well. But also reading the Word for and to one another is a very wise and a fruitful thing. And don't ever allow the devil to persuade you to think that's a childish thing to do. Why in the world would anyone think reading the Word of God to your parents, or parents even reading to their children sometimes, what makes that childish? Not at all. Nothing is better for us as human beings, adults and children, than the precious and powerful Word of God. Remember, there's anointing in God's Word. There's grace in God's Word. God's Word is pregnant with the ability to bless us. So encouraging others to get into God's Word is such a wise thing and a fruitful thing. Parents, let's make the time with our children. And with young children, sometimes parents and grandparents, whether it's in person or by phone, give them incentive. Sometimes maybe tell them that you'll pay them if they'll read Scripture for you. Parents or grandparents, or you'll give them some sort of award. Why? Because, again, when they begin to consume the Word of God, that's a great, great reward all by itself. And sometimes people need incentive. Now, some may say, well, you should never do that about spiritual things. Well, we give our children awards and prizes for good grades in school. Why not something even more important than good grades in school? The task of planting the Word of God in their minds and their hearts. So, yes, think of incentives, things that will encourage them to get into the Word of God, to read and meditate on the Word of God. I recall when one of my sons was very young, I offered him to buy him a game system. Well, I'll tell you more on the other side of the break. But, again, giving our children incentive to do things we know that are good, to read the Word of God, to memorize certain passages, that's wise Christian parenting. We're looking today at the topic, the great priority of discipling our children. We'll be right back.
Last night put the heavy feeling lonely. This world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up, some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough.
Music of Toby Mac with I Just Need You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic, the great priority of discipling our children. In the book of the book of Exodus, chapter 20, beginning at verse 1, it contains the Ten Commandments. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Verses 1 through 17, Exodus chapter 20. Keep in mind, that's a great passage for parents to have their children to read and then talk about it. Parents, it's very wise for us to be sure to help our children to memorize the Ten Commandments and to be able to recite them, but then to also know what each commandment means. Because again, remember, the commandments are here as we walk in the wisdom behind them that will bless us and bless our whole lives. Notice in verse 12, this particular commandment about honoring your father and your mother, it specifically mentions these words, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. In other words, when we are wise enough and we're wise enough to teach and train our children to walk in the wisdom of God, in honoring God first, but also honoring their fathers and their mothers, their lives literally can last longer. Their lives can be prolonged. Why is that true? Because sin can lead to death in so many ways. A disobedient child literally can shorten his or her life. And the fact is, a child that dishonors or disobeys parents and they get involved with drugs or get involved with drinking or just disobedient in getting involved in doing things they shouldn't do. A child that steals. Sometimes young people are killed in the act of being of stealing. I'm reminded of the fact that, you know, remember, darkness comes in so many different forms, but all darkness is a result of people disobeying the word and the will of God. Well, one of the commandments is, you shall not murder. I'm reminded of a tragic news story I read a few weeks ago about three young middle school girls who went off into the woods, and two of them tried to murder the third girl. Well, where do little middle school girls get the idea of wanting to murder someone, especially someone who they would call their friend? Well, see, many times demonic thoughts, witchcraft, things like that will encourage people to do all kinds of wicked things. And when children have more input from the internet and darkness and demonic information than they do from the Word of God, sadly, things like that can result. And the fact is, too many of our children are consuming things on the internet by the gallon. And yet many of those same children never open a Bible. No one is ever guiding and encouraging them and directing them to read the precious Word of God. Remember, the Word of God is the answer to all of the problems of the world. Why would a parent not take time to have their children to read the Word of God, the precious Bible, the precious Word from God, that carries the answers to all of the world's problems? So the daily reading of Scripture is so, so very important then. So parents, let's make it a priority to have our children memorize the Ten Commandments. And for those parents that we had, of course, quite a few families and parents that participated in our Ten Commandments project. If you want more information about that, maybe you didn't get a chance to be a part of it. Well, it's an ongoing project. If your child simply memorizes the Ten Commandments, all you need to do is call us up. If they memorize them and recite them to you, Dad or Mom, once you've heard them recite them, memorize them and recite them to you, you'd call us up, give us your address, say, my son or my daughter recited the Ten Commandments to me, and give us their size, and we'll drop a Ten Commandments T-shirt in the mail to you. Now, remember, though, it's not about the T-shirt. It's about the precious Word and wisdom of God being planted in the minds and the hearts of our children. And so, again, it's such an important thing. And parents, it doesn't necessarily take a long time at all to help them memorize them. But it's a very important task. Remember, the Ten Commandments contain the moral law of God, which will bless not only your children. God's wisdom blesses the world as we hear it and walk in its counsel. So that's a very wise task. Before the break, I started to share a story that reminds us of the importance of sometimes using incentives to encourage our children to get into the Word of God. Well, my oldest son, Joseph Jr., when he was very small, he wanted a Game Boy system. And so he asked for one, and I gave him a task. I told him, read the book of Daniel. And I figured it would take him a little while to do that. But actually, he got it done very, very quickly. And he read through the whole book of Daniel. And so I had to come up with the money to buy him a Game Boy system. Well, it was a small investment, though, because he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. He became a student of the Word of God, and by the grace of God, he's now a minister of the gospel, serving on the staff of a church. And years before he went into the ministry, he went into the Marines and had to go to Afghanistan twice. And the Word of God was a blessing to him while he was away in harm's way. But parents, again, we can't overemphasize how important it is for us to invest the powerful Word of God in our children. So if it means giving them some sort of incentive to read the Word of God, do that. Because remember, we give them incentive to do all other kinds of things. We pay them or tell them we'll do this or that for them if they make good grades or if they do certain other tasks. Well, why not do that for the whole very important work of growing in their spiritual life, memorizing Scripture or reading Scripture? So let's be wise enough to make that a priority as well. You know, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, that passage specifically points this out. And I'm reading specifically starting at verse 2. It says, that you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. So again, I want to emphasize this. That same truth is brought out in one of the Ten Commandments. Our children can lengthen their lives by obeying the Word of God, by obeying their parents and by obeying the word of God. They literally can lengthen their lives. On the other hand, disobedient children can shorten their lives. And that's a tragic reality, but it's certainly true. So it's important then, putting the word of God in our children's lives for their good is so important. Deuteronomy chapter 6 also, notice what it says in, for example, verse 9, once again, it says, "You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." In other words, amongst other things, parents, we're to decorate our homes with the word of God. We're to come up with creative ways to help keep the word of God before our children and in and around their lives. In fact, we're to live a lifestyle of teaching and training them to follow the word of God. Notice again the wisdom of chapter 6, picking up at verse 6 in Deuteronomy chapter 6. "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." In other words, we're to live a lifestyle of teaching and training our children to know the word of God and to walk in its wisdom. So parents, our whole life and lifestyle is to be one of teaching and training our children to hear the word of God and to obey the word of God. Again, it's so important that we understand that God wants us, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to live a lifestyle of discipleship, a lifestyle of helping our children realize that Jesus is the answer to all of the issues of life, all the problems, all the challenges of life. What is our purpose in this world? To come to know Jesus Christ and serve and follow him. That's our purpose in the world. That's why we're here. So as we live that, and as we teach and train our children to live that way as well, again, they can live a full and productive life. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of wisdom, grace, and counsel, that we would better understand the great responsibility of doing our part to help our children to come to know Jesus Christ and to begin to help them to begin to grow up and grow strong in their walk with the Lord. Help us to be wise and fruitful in helping our children to come to fully commit their lives to the Lord. Help us to be wise and fruitful in the way we teach and train them to pray. Help us to be wise and fruitful in the way we teach and train them to read and meditate on your word each and every day. And help us to be wise and fruitful in the way we teach our children to obey your word, to not just be a hearer, but to be a doer of your word as well. Thank you for the opportunity for us to do that. And help us to make time each and every day to really be about the work of discipling our children. And help us to live as great role models before them in the way we walk before them, the way we live before them, the way we live in such a way that our lives are pointing them to Jesus Christ. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, as we normally do before we end our broadcast, we want to invite you to make this very important step. If you're a listener, but you've never made that step of receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and becoming saved, today is a wonderful day to make that step. If you'd like to give your life to Christ and be saved today, would you simply pray this prayer with me? Or if you wish to recommit your heart and your life, please pray this prayer with me if you would. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come anew into my heart. Make me the person you want me to be. Make me the husband, the wife, the parent that you want me to be, the grandparent, whatever you're wanting me to be, help me to be just that. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, please email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. We'd very much like to be in touch with you, to share with you some literature and resources that will help you to begin to grow and grow up strong and vibrant in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, if you're wanting some of the prayer and discipleship resources we provide, we're glad to share them with you. Please email us, same email, jparker@afa.net, and we'll send them to you. Thanks for listening. As always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.